on end. Look at what we've got. There's so much more, there's such a lot. Here at SM, we've got it all. We've got it all.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, Blake.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
Guess what?
Chicken butt.
No, this week at S&M Malls.
You can get chicken butts?
You cannot get chicken butts this week. Oh. But you can get Smucker's new Dolphin Pussy Jelly.
The Dolphin Pussy Jelly? Now?
It's out and only at S&M Malls.
Oh, man.
It'll make you come for hours. It'll come you to death.
Where can I get this at now?
Well, of course, you know the only place.
The only place is that.
Conveniently not located on the internet. This is the Fat, White, and Bald podcast. And oh dear. No.
Brian,
no.
Damn it. Stop.
No. No one's coming in no more.
Put that paper away.
Listen to this with children. Never listen to this with children. It will corrupt them. It will ruin them. It may make them Charles Manson.
They can't tell you how free I feel now that I've started identifying as a woman. Now that I can compete as female, I'm ready to smash the other girls.
I've fought mud crabs more fearsome than you, Corian.
No.
Yes. We are live on the, well, we're live right now, but when you listen to this, we won't be. On the Fat, White, and Bald podcast. Well, we hope.
You won't
because no one sent
money.
No one sent internet monies.
Brian got beat 75 times since the last episode.
We
hate it for
him. Yeah, we made a cool 2 pennies in our last episode.
Whoop, whoop.
Woot, woot.
Yeah, but that wasn't a dollar.
No, it wasn't a dollar. For every dollar you send, we will beat Brian one less time.
You know what? Just don't even send any. I'm kind of enjoying it now.
Okay.
Oh, that's how he gets us to stop.
Get the ball gag out.
I'll show you a good time.
Brian said we need to address the fact that we've lost our show announcer.
Who?
Mr. Walken.
Oh.
Corey left the basement unlocked the other night. He just ran out.
So if anyone in the local area sees an old man kind of crazy, bring him home.
Yeah.
Pat needs his
meds. Talks weird, too.
Do what, Hope?
So he talks weird, too.
Like, weird he's accent. Got a weird speech impediment.
He thinks he's Christopher Walken. He's not really, though.
I gotta make movies.
No, Mr. Walken.
So, what sort of news do we have?
Well, I mean, continuing with sex perverts.
Oh, okay.
In sex pervert news, Drake Bell.
Yeah,
sex pervert.
There's your sex pervert. Isn't that funny?
What the?
That the fat one that looked like Brad Garrett's son turned out to be the successful one in that duo.
You know, not really.
What does
well,
he do?
You know whose fault it is, right? Raven? No. Not Drake's fault.
Whose fault is it?
Megan.
She's the real successful one.
What was her name?
Oh, she
Miranda Cosgrove.
That's right. Hope
Newton. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she did turn person? Out to be the same. Yeah, it's the same person.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
She really big in Japan.
I bet so.
She really big. But yeah, she's an American, so she's going to be like a foot taller than they are.
No, she and started doing worker. Commercials or something over there, too.
And her eyes are normal, so they really are like they that. More normal than Japan. Oh, so Megan has informed me that.
Yeah, apparently.
What was his name?
Josh Peck.
Okay, he's not fat anymore.
He's skinnier.
He got lipo?
No. He started dieting.
Yeah. Started dieting. That's what they all say. That's what Drew Carey said. I started dieting. No, you didn't. You were fat 1 week and came back.
No. The difference is Josh actually, he made enough money to where he could have AIDS.
Oh, he got AIDS.
Yes, he got AIDS.
You're right. He got AIDS.
I mean, anyone can lose weight when they have AIDS.
That's right. AIDS will help you lose weight.
Everybody knows that. So will cocaine.
It makes you work out. I mean, all this, it does so much to help you.
We're not talking about the disease, folks. So, Josh, what was his name?
Peck.
If you feel like you get, if your money is getting low and you feel like you'll sue somebody, we're talking about the people that help you AIDS.
Professional AIDS.
Yeah. So, Drake Bell, though.
Dietary.
Yeah, I mean, so we're talking dietitians, people that cook the food, and then personal trainers. I mean, all these people holding you accountable.
Yeah, probably hostage.
You know, it's funny, though, that Drake Bell, he only gets, like, what, community service?
Did he? I don't know.
And
probation.
And
he got probation.
Yeah. Probation and good luck. Okay.
Stop doing the bad.
To where when Larry does something like that.
They take his damn kids.
Yeah, they take his kids.
Well, from him. Here's a big deal.
Matt Gaetz
is
do it.
Yeah. Is
he gets elected?
He gets a federal pension.
Does Drake Bell have any net worth left? I mean, I'm just curious. Have we researched this? Because this could be a big deal. If he's broke, because then he can't afford to pay the probation officer, and then he'll just go to jail. So it's like a big slap you in the face.
$600,000 is what Drake Bell has left. Spend all that Nickelodeon money, motherfucker.
endangering them youths. Them youths.
Them damn youths.
Endangering all them youths. I mean, what did they expect? I mean, I don't know. What do you expect was going to happen?
The internet's already asked the question that we all were wondering. Who's richer, Drake Bell or Josh Peck?
Josh Peck.
Okay. Probably him.
Who do you think?
Josh Peck.
Josh is more successful.
Peck is the richer star.
Yeah. Out of the two. Man, I
by how much?
Anything since
Josh,
outside of a 12-year-old?
Well, yeah.
Oh!
Josh Peck, I've seen him in a bunch of different movies and shows and stuff.
It doesn't tell me the net worth. I mean, I hate doing this. I hate looking shit up. Okay, he's worth $9 million. Worth quite a bit more than Drake Bell.
You can buy Drake Bell's and sell them by the dozen, folks.
He can at least pay their bail.
Drake's bail. That's his new feature film, folks.
So, okay, what else do we have in news besides Drake Bell?
Oh, well, you jumped over it the last time, but the billionaires in space.
Billionaires in space!
We've had a successful one. Branson is the winner of the space race.
Yeah, that is cool, though.
Virgin.
You take a cruise ship up there?
You gonna put a cruise ship up there?
Sure. I mean, yeah. Now it's true. Virgin Galactic.
It's going to be the. It's going to be the.
It is.
It'll be the USS Virgin Titanic.
Is it going to be populated by like a bunch of fat people on scooters like the movie Wall-E?
Probably. That's who mostly goes on cruises. That's why y'all want to go.
We've got
looking at us. The only thing that we were missing was the scooters.
Yes. And you know we've got a number. Of billionaires trying to abandon the planet.
You got Musk. Who else? Bezos.
Yeah. Like, Musk is trying to, like, proclaim himself king of Mars or something.
Okay, here's a question. Like, if they go up there and they die in space, can we just, like, claim all their money and, like, spread it out?
No.
Who's going to stop them?
Them? The Space Ghost?
Yes, Space Ghost.
They're family members that would say that they inherit it?
No. They can go, we can send them on a rocket, too.
Take them with you.
Yeah.
They're going to pack it in their
you gotta take all in their shuttle. You can. They're like Egyptians.
You're gonna pack the, you got to get it way up your butthole there, Elon. You got to get it way up there, Elon.
What if they have a machine that checks things way up your butthole?
They got a machine that checks things way up your butthole?
Go the other way.
But so anyway, so that's all the news you have for this.
Well, I mean, you stole my thing for last time
on the last episode. Sorry,
I've got nothing.
Else. You need to be better prepared.
Yeah, you're the newsman.
Stories, but you know,
you need to come up with 5 stories just in case something happens.
What about the?
What would you need to treat?
Hey,
well, I'm here.
Yeah, Brian's here. He's funny.
Get whipped.
Where's the what about the Biden administration kind of coming out and saying
the Bond administration?
The Biden administration.
Bond.
Coming, yeah.
Biden. Joe Biden.
Coming out and saying, hey, it could have easily come from Wuhan's lab as it did from somebody having sex with a bat. As it did from Randy. I don't know.
Well, they said something about eating a bat, but didn't Ozzy bite the head off one?
He did.
Eating a bat.
You think Ozzy's patient zero?
No, look. Eating a bat, eating out a bat. I mean, what's the difference?
Well, now there's, like, supposed to be some, I don't know, primate thing that's, there's some people in the Midwest that went overseas somewhere and got some type of primate flu or something that's coming.
I know what to do with primate.
Ape herpes.
That's just regular herpes. That's people herpes. Any ape or monkey thing, and that's just people stuff too.
We are primates. I don't come from no ape. Because you
right.
look like one. Listen just because you look like one don't mean I do.
Listen here, Coco. You can just go back into the mists where you came from.
I don't say no ooh,
Okay, Jay.
You say Jesus was a monkey?
That's racist. That's just racist. You're just a racist.
Speciesist.
Everybody knows Jesus was an American.
White
and white.
Blue eyes, blonde hair. Yeah, white Jesus. You know, that's what you see in the Middle East.
Came out of the womb waving the American flag.
Oddly looked like Ewan McGregor.
Sure.
You know, he had a Mecca hat on too, right?
He had a what?
Like to wear
Mensa and MAGA have absolutely nothing.
He had a MAGA hat on when he was born.
Like to wear them Jedi robes like the Disney Plus was just trying to make Obi-Wan look like Jesus.
I believe it.
Okay.
I watched the Bible. I saw it.
You watched the Bible.
I watched the Bible.
Everybody knows about Heston saved the Jews.
Who is this? Are you my Jews?
Charlton Heston, the most Jewish non-Jew ever.
Yeah, so, you know, we
were talking news.
Yeah, we were talking about that. But I do have something I want to play for y'all.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's not from last time.
Either. No, it's not from last time. This is some fanimation. And it sort of falls
in. The Testament was written thousands of years ago, but it was only part one of the greatest story ever told. Many, many years later, the Bible sequel came about. It was called the New Testament and made lots of people shout. But what if I were to tell you that there's more of the story to hear? What if there's more Bible to read? Now I've got your ear.
I hope there's more for you to watch.
Just like Lord of the Rings and Star Wars, the Bible is a trilogy too. And if you don't read, you can't talk to me. Jewish people like part one. Christians think part two is best. But in part three, everything gets wrapped up and all your questions put to rest. Part three has all your favorite characters and lots of new ones, too. And a whole lot more twists and turns, and every word of it's true. Just like Godfather and Terminator, the Bible is a trilogy, too.
So there you go, Hope.
They made more than three comedies. So.
But none of them were good after the third one. That's where they were at. They were
so... So I have a question.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're trying to be religiously appropriate, okay, and you know how you'll sit there and say, and you're talking to somebody, and you go, you know what, we're gonna have a come to Jesus meeting. So like, if they're Jewish, do you say we're gonna have a come to Yahweh meeting? And then you know, like if they're Muslim, is like, we're gonna have a come to Muhammad meeting.
Come to Muhammad meeting. By the way, Brian and me have decided.
That's just a beheading.
We're on the topic of religion, Brian and I have decided if we get 100 Patreon supporters of any level, okay, $1, $3, whatever,
$300 million, right,
we're going to deep fry a Koran and try it.
A Corona?
A Koran. The book.
It'd probably be good.
We're going to batter it. We're going to beer batter it because, you know, you got to give those people some flavor. You know, so, and then we'll deep fry the Koran and try it. That's if we get 100 Patreon supporters.
Okay.
So that's me and Brian have decided we'll do it. We'll film it and put it on our YouTube.
So ladies and gentlemen, that'll be something that never happens.
We're never going to get 100 Patreon supporters. This offer only valid. Yeah.
We're now going to be banned in multiple countries.
That's fine. We didn't want to be in those countries anyway.
You don't know.
Yeah, they would just beep us out. We do know. You're not even allowed to be a people in those countries.
Well, they'll just, you know, like, block my face and just show my eyes.
But you got them. But you're pretty fine. Eyes.
Well, see, that's enough. I've got pretty eyes.
You're talking. You're talking. Where's your man? You can't talk without your man.
That's
Freddy.
Right. You'd have to have Adam to talk for you.
He's asleep. We'll just put him snoring in the background.
So we need to talk about Brian's dating prospects in our, I guess I could do brianwebb@gmail.com. You send it us a message if you're interested in maybe dating.
You don't even have to send a picture. You're just,
We're just now to the point that we'll take anyone that doesn't tell us to.
Moving blood through veins. That is the...
Sock.
I've already got one. I've been after
sock with googly eyes on it.
This whole product was just to get the penis mighty, and now hook, line, and sinker. Got it.
Brian's got a whopping 2.6 inches now, baby, of rock hard.
One wish.
Rock hard nub. Brian is ready to start his own. He's ready to start his own little category on Pornhub. Micro penis. It's gonna be. It's gonna be Brian. What?
It's not that big.
No, you're not that big.
Yeah, I'm working for it.
Okay. Super micro.
Well, you know, if you always got the dolphin jelly.
Yeah. So now it's time for our favorite game.
What?
Topics from a hat.
Oh
yeah, to where Mr. Hope will pick us out some random topics.
All right,
we'll discuss
these topics. Be better than they were last time.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, I got my orange pimp hat here. Pull out of the pimp hat. Let's see what I got here.
No, we're gonna find one that we like and keep it.
All right, so the first one is male pattern baldness.
I told you this is all set up. She doesn't know what's pulled out of the hat, but she put everything in it.
I know she
put everything in it. I just don't know.
So what are we supposed to discuss about male pattern baldness? It's happened to me. It's fantastic. Most liberating feeling in the world.
I mean, I guess you don't have to buy shampoo.
I don't. And I forgot how annoying hair is until I got with Megan, and then I get attacked by long hair all the time. So now I would never want it again up here. Well, you, Corey, you got that halo going on in the back.
I got the fire tuck going here. Yeah. You turn your back on the halo.
What else you got?
All right.
What else is in your hat?
Moving on. All right, hold on. All right.
It's been gone for a long time.
Rent is too damn high.
It is. The rent is too damn high.
It so, is too damn high.
Hope got her topics from 2016 and brought them to us. But
I can't say I don't support that man.
If I could have voted in the New York governor's race,
I'd brought
him over Cuomo any day.
All right. I got one more for you.
You gotta do more than that.
I got one more good one for you here. Are you ready for it?
I guess.
Britney Spears conservatorship.
Oh, good God. Shut up!
Leave Britney alone!
Free her! All right, okay. Famous quote, I like beer, Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, so we're gonna talk about Kavanaugh now. You wanna take it there? You're going to just upset some woke people like nobody's business.
Why?
Because, who cares if Brett Kavanaugh likes beer? I mean, I don't get why he cried about it. Not like anybody threatened to take it away from him from now on. So, I mean, that's like the only way I'd ever cry.
That would be a big deal.
You don't know what I'm going to say. I like beer. Don't take my beer.
I bet it would be very interesting. I don't. So it was like, okay, I have one more thing. It's not in the hat. Okay.
Lulu angry.
I don't think that's Lulu. I think that's Momo. I don't know. There's something out there that he is angry with. Anyway.
The kid with the whip. He made it the whole house.
The bull whip. The kid with the bull whip is menacing my dog from afar.
Blake dog, now it's Hope's dog.
So, there's now something wrong with my Honda CRV, okay? And for some reason, every time I get in it, when I first get in it in the mornings, it feels like I'm in Mario Kart, okay? And I've just ate those mushrooms. Like, it loses power, and then I put the gas back down, and it, like, takes off.
Have you gained weight?
I mean, not any more than usual, so.
Are you eating mushrooms?
But, like, so
does it make a noise?
It does make some noise. Well, no, like, I'm starting going, here we go. But anyway.
That's your topic? Hang on.
I got one more.
Hang on. We're going to go on this topic. We're not going to go on that topic, but we're going to go on this topic. Welcome to Car Talk, everybody. I'm Clint, and we're the Tapper Brothers.
Now, when you start your car.
So, when you start your car.
Does it go,
or does it go, ding,
it does none of the above.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it sounds like you need a new distributor cap.
No, I disagree.
You think it is?
I think it's a clutch going out.
It's the clutch going out.
It's an automatic. It doesn't have a clutch.
Well, that's your problem.
It needs a clutch.
It's missing.
You know what y'all's problem is right now? You're trying to diagnose cars and you don't have a beer in your hand.
Oh, well, Brian fixed that. It's empty.
Call Kavanaugh.
I mean, you just can't do it. Can't be done. All right.
This has been another episode of Car Talk. Go to our amazing attorneys, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. If you got a problem.
He is angry. That boy, that kid. That kid must be just like pointing at the dog. Just pointing at the dog and whipping it.
Whip it good.
In my entire life, I don't think I've ever seen someone walk up the road with a bullwhip. I kind of wish I would have seen that.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we had.
Should have brought him in here and interviewed him.
Quick, Hope, don't film him.
I'm good. Well, it could be the battle ass could be back.
I thought they killed him.
So what other topic you got? Anything?
All right. I got TikTok, WTF. Seriously? What is... I guess I don't understand.
I'm old and I don't get the TikToks.
I don't get the TikToks.
It's just a modern day version of Vine.
Of what?
There was a thing back in the day called Vine where it's just a short little video clip.
Like the YouTubes?
Like the YouTubes.
A short little thing
I
called
know
Vine.
The YouTubes.
Yeah. I don't understand it either.
I think it's addictive because like Megan loves it.
I don't have a TikTok, but I like some of the videos. They're funny.
Yeah, Megan sends some funny videos from time to time. But I mean, you know, the other night she was watching it while we were in bed, and there was this woman who kept saying autopsy, except for she said autopsy. And it was the most annoying sound.
What the hell TikTok videos is your wife watching? They're talking about autopsy.
They've got TikTok murder porn.
Yeah, why aren't you watching?
Because
it's like,
I don't
it's like 30
I
second
actually,
murder porn.
I actually do not like
dark
porn.
Dark and stormy night murder. They found a knife in his penis in the autopsy.
I'm weird. I like to watch.
Well, there we go. We spoiled it for you.
Yeah, I got a new one coming out. Megan says you hadn't heard that one yet. Oops. Sorry, murder and makeup. We ruined the show this week.
Well, I like murder.
I bet you do.
Watch that. It's not on TikTok, though. It's on Facebook.
No, you do watch more murder porn. No, don't lie.
Mm-mm.
All women watch murder porn.
No. Fake news.
Something Freeze make you watch.
Well, why don't
you? Like Law and Order SVU. No man has ever watched Law and Order.
I like regular Law and Order.
Like we even turned it off when it was when we were three channels, and that was it. That's all you liked was the opening theme.
Yeah,
you didn't watch any more.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody.
There's a reason.
Prosecution. Then
there's a reason why Ronald Reagan had to turn to politics because nobody was watching Law and Order.
Was it Ronald Reagan? Wasn't in Law and Order
originally? Yeah,
you didn't watch it.
No, that was Fred Thompson.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
No.
Ronald Reagan.
He was on 21 Jump Street.
He's in Dallas.
Yeah. Dallas. He was JR.
He was in a movie called Law and Order.
Same difference. No one
no,
watched
it's
it either.
Not. It's a
no
Western.
One watched it either.
It was a Western.
How do you think Law and Order started?
No.
San Francisco.
Law and Order Saloon Edition.
But then it was just Western music instead of dun 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 dun.
I mean, no. It was.
Yeah.
It has to start somewhere. I mean, every time they do another Law and Order, it becomes more complex. So, yeah, back in Ronald Reagan's day.
That is not the precursor.
It is.
It is not.
It is the prequel to Law and Order SVU.
No. He wasn't in Dallas.
He got shot just like JR.
Yeah, there's some truth to that.
And you know
Corey.
What? Because he got shot, that meant that nobody got to watch what happened to JR for about a week.
That's true, man. That was.
I'm telling you, because he was JR. Yes.
I don't know how you do hell to the chief to that.
Good morning, America.
And then they get the porno music starting in there.
Yes,
Mr. Gorbachev. The chief.
You know, sadly, though, we're doing the wrong Dallas joke. We should be doing Kennedy.
Well, no, because Kennedy, JR lived.
Yeah.
Kennedy didn't.
JR got a season 2.
JR's dead now.
He lived a long time.
The Kennedys ain't.
Best show. That's one of my best shows ever, though. Dallas.
I like
even the
Dream of Jeannie better.
The reboot was great too. But
I like Dewey better.
And the, you know, because it was good, it had to be canceled.
Uncle Arthur.
How
sad,
man. So anyways, we have to, we promised him, and after the spinning last week, or last episode, he's made it.
You got to start spinning a week before.
Well, he's made it.
Because there's so many.
personalities to account for.
Oh no, our good. Yeah, that's true. Our backstage staff got to work on that. So here in the studio with us is our good friend Crazy Larry. Larry.
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Hold on, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, Larry.
Larry, there's nobody. No, no, you.
Hey, fast.
No. Yeah, hey.
I'm talking to you, Larry. Why don't I won't talk to him, Larry? You got to talk to him, Larry. Why? Larry. Okay, I'll talk to him for you, Larry. All right. What'd you want?
You wanted to come on. Something about the government cutting us off last week. You were upset about that.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what.
You were mad because the Jason Aldean comment, and then the podcast just came to an end, and you called us and told us it was the government. So we got to looking into it, and Tucker Carlson called us and told us that the NSA had hacked our podcast, just like they did his emails.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that, what you said there, but I found a half-eaten burger in the trash can earlier. Good.
But you told us the government hacked into our podcast.
Yeah? No, that was Larry. Larry told you that. He's a crazy son of a bitch.
You're Larry, the crazy son.
No, not that Larry, the other Larry.
Well, can we talk to that Larry?
He ain't here right now.
Well, can we find him? Where's
yeah.
He?
Where's he? Went on a cruise.
To where?
Tokyo. I mean, I want to go on a cruise to Tokyo.
Where did he leave from? What port did he leave from?
Some backwater port called NASCAR Fields 105. It was a good port near the ocean.
This tastes good, though.
Near the ocean.
It was a fine ass port. I married it.
You married a burger. Yep. Okay.
We're having little pickles.
What?
Pregnant with my pickles. Are you pregnant with the pickles? Or is
no, burger.
Oh, okay. Sorry, it hurt.
What's wrong with her?
You don't like pickles?
No.
You want a pickle?
She's racist against pickles.
Pickle
she's
going to
be racist against your kids.
I whip her ass.
Do you know the kid that's got the bull whip?
No, yeah, that's Frankie.
Okay. You going to send him over there?
Yeah, I'm going to send Frankie to your house. He going to whip you. He going to whip your dogs. He going to whip your swing sets. And he going to whip your fire hydrant. Firehouse is a ton of a bitch. So let me tell you something. I knew a guy. Him and Firehouse didn't get along.
Okay.
One day, we were walking down the street.
Is this the guy? Hold on, wait a minute. Is this the guy?
Was this on Hill Street?
Yeah, was he on Hill Street?
No, he was on Hill Street.
Okay.
Yeah, he said he walking down the road. He says, "Larry, I swear to you. Swear to you on my mom's grave. Mom's still alive. It's a pretty cool person." But swear to mom's grace, that fire hydrant called me a son of a bitch, and it shot me a bird.
So what'd he do?
He had an elbow drop it.
Elbow drop the fire hydrant.
That makes
so, it. Brian.
What?
About what? 10 years ago, Brian and me were riding down the road, and this guy
just
dead stops in the middle of the road, in the middle of a four-lane, it's a four-lane intersection. Just dead stops. Hulk Hogan points at the damn fire hydrant and just goes to yelling at it. Cussing this fire hydrant.
Just full Hulk Hogan.
Is this the same guy, Larry?
Huh?
That guy, is this the guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
okay. Hey. Whatever. So, what have you got? Why did you come on for if you're not going to tell us about the government hacking into our...
You want me to come on you? Is that what I heard? Larry.
No, you're not coming on me, Larry.
I haven't had a dolphin before.
Dolphin's good.
Did you eat the dolphin?
No. Well, maybe. Well, kiss the tail.
You just blow hole for the wrong purpose.
But yeah, government though. I'll tell you about the government.
Oh, okay. Tell me about the government.
I'm in this cool little this thing with it.
It's called a house.
Yeah, you can't see the clouds because the clouds won't get to you.
Oh, okay.
They come into your dreams and they make you dream about bacon. But it's not the good kind of bacon. It's that bacon that has mind control and chips in it.
I thought that was COVID vaccines.
No, COVID vaccines too.
Okay, so bacon and COVID vaccines.
Same thing.
So is that what
they? You line up next to each other, you can't tell the difference.
Okay.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't. No, no, so you untrained eye.
Yeah, untrained eye.
That's the government telling you.
Government, you got to believe it that bacon is real.
You did take the COVID shot.
I did take the COVID shot, so that makes me think that bacon's different.
Yes.
But I thought bacon was...
Because you're thinking. They got the mind control on you.
I thought bacon was different before I took the COVID.
No, that's what they want you to think.
You're not believing it. You're paparazzi for the government.
Paparazzi
for the government.
So, what does that even mean?
You know,
why are you encouraging me?
So if you lie to bacon in the COVID, I think it's actual bacon.
I told you not
to bring it. You don't know. You never seen them in the both same place at the same time. So
I mean, you got a point.
I've never seen COVID vaccines and bacon at the same time.
They're the same people. So if you eat,
do you think Bruce Wayne is Batman?
No.
No.
Okay. I'm Batman.
Oh. All
right. Give me your drugs.
Are you the person that keeps calling us trying to get to Joel Osteen?
No. See, Larry don't even know who that is.
Okay.
If he didn't know who that is, he probably wouldn't take the baseball bat to him.
Probably would.
Unless he needed it up yet.
Oh, okay.
Then what were we talking about?
Pickle Joel babies. Osteen. Yeah, your pickle babies.
Yeah, oh yeah. I named one of them Terry.
Uh huh.
The other one's name is Terry. And then there's one other, there's a third one, I think. Might not be mine, but it's bigger. That's going to be named Terry. Anyway, baby.
I don't say.
I'm dead.
I'm so proud.
Only on the Fat Bald White podcast will you hear.
I learned something the other day. You ever wonder what a moth's vagina tastes like?
A moth or a moth? Like the flying moth?
Yeah, they fly around and let you know. Like sexy.
You think moths are sexy?
What about the moth man?
No. No.
Mate, what do you think about wokeism?
I'm awake right now.
Okay.
There you go.
What more can I ask? So, tell me about the mom's vagina, Larry.
See,
you
ever sat there and think, man, I could really lick that thing.
A moth. No, I've never thought that.
Maybe ice cream.
No, slime ice cream is better.
I doubt that.
You just don't know.
Okay, you're right.
I heard things about you. I heard you lick on a moth penis.
No, you
need to get him some help.
I need to get him some help. They sent him back.
That was better.
Because they said you were better.
All better.
I don't know.
They lied.
I got discharge papers.
So, Larry,
you did.
What do you think about gay people?
Gay people? No, gay people are wrong.
They're wrong?
They're wrong.
Why?
Because they're wrong.
Okay.
See, they took a test.
Oh, okay.
All right. They failed it at one point, so it makes them wrong.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
What test was this? The gay test.
Oh, okay.
So if you pass it, you're not gay?
Yeah.
How does that work? I mean,
you gotta be smart.
But wait, so gay people are stupid?
Well, obviously.
Okay. Well, Corey's our prime example.
If you can't pass the test, stupid. You're stupid, you're gay.
Stupid, you're gay. Okay. All right. Do you go to church, Larry?
Yeah, sometimes I wake up in a pew.
Sometimes you wake up in a pew.
Pile pew.
What?
Something.
A puddle or a pew. Okay, either way, same difference.
Puddle pew. Yeah, that's it.
You got any parting words of wisdom for us before you go?
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite portion of the episode.
Favorite? This is your favorite?
Yeah. Larry's words to live by.
Corey likes it because you're leaving. But...
My favorite part too.
Larry's words to live by.
Larry's got words to live by.
Yep.
There you go.
Take these to heart. You need to learn, but you don't. okay?
Yeah, you might pass the test. I'll give you cheat. He'll let you study. You can take it again. Larry's going to administer it next week, right?
Where's Live By?
Okay.
Never, and I say never, thank you.
What?
Okay.
Never, and I say never.
With that mini fridge, I'm gonna stick my. No, stop him! Stop him! My lunch is in that. Hey, bitch! There you are. Yeah.
Oh God, get Larry out of here. We will be back in just a moment. And we have, by the way, well, before we do go,
why do we have him on?
Because
he invited him here.
I did invite him here.
You had him on. Yeah, because I wanted to make him suffer.
Y'all just don't know how many people request Larry to be on our show.
You're right, we don't.
Upwards of teens.
How about this, people? You send money so I can put for a Patreon. We'll have Larry on more often.
We need you to go
to Larry on his medication.
Yeah, well, yeah, Larry. No, we don't want him on his medication.
Oh, okay.
They want him off his medication. That was in upwards of 20s.
Oh, okay.
So, anyways, yeah, go to our Patreon, join up with that. Follow us on Twitter, on Facebook. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcast or Spotify or whatever you're listening to us on. And
50 stars.
You can shit on us all in the comments if you want. But just give us a bunch of stars. That's what we want. All right. What? Oh. Brian told me, whoa, hold up.
Whoa there, Wilbur.
So we are back. And we've got to talk about Christian charities.
Chris Jericho.
Christian charities. They're getting out of hand.
Wait, what?
Christian charities.
How are they getting out of hand?
So this week I get a piece of mail that wants me to give them money to send Bibles to troops.
And that offended you how?
Okay. You're in a freaking war zone. The last thing you need to be doing is lugging around a freaking 2.5-pound Bible.
You gotta pray, because you're going to get killed.
They're their weapons.
Because they won't fund your defenses.
They get one. They already get one.
Well, apparently this group wants me to send them $10 a month so they can send Bibles to troops.
No,
It's a trap. It's a trap.
Yeah, that's what they're telling you they're doing with your money. It's probably one of those things that, like,
they're buying private jets for
you see how 95% of it goes.
You see how thick those books are? You just use them as weapons, just chunk the people.
Apparently, that's what they do. Is like whenever you go into boot camp, that's like one of the first things they do is they give you a Bible.
Yeah, but I thought Gideons were behind all that, weren't they?
I guess you need something to cut a hole in and store your flask in.
No, apparently I had a teacher in school that was telling us this story one time, and he said that he didn't take the Bible because he said he didn't want it. He gave it back to them because apparently somebody decided to throw their Bible away, and so that meant that everyone that got a Bible got in trouble, and, except for him. And so they had to clean the barracks with their toothbrush. He didn't have to because he didn't get a Bible, so he couldn't throw it away.
You don't like religion, maggot? You gonna get down and clean this place with your toothbrush?
Happy birthday, Jesus!
I mean,
clean.
51, praise Jesus. 2, praise Jesus.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
You gonna clean this barracks top to bottom and sing "Jesus Loves Me"? My yes, God, I know. Joseph.
That's that song that goes. That isn't that song that goes. Jesus loves the little children, except for this one.
No, that's a different song. It's a different song.
Red and yellow, black. Yeah, right. It only matters if they white. Jesus loves the little children, just not those.
They're gonna. Now I guess that those wonderful.
Did this teacher teach English?
No.
Okay.
Was he a Jew?
No.
Oh, see, that was what we were thinking of the same person.
No.
One of the greatest teachers we had.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not just blowing him because he's dead. I mean, you know, he was great.
This guy taught a foreign language. Oh. So, no.
Profanity. That one can teach you profanity.
So, we've got to move on to another subject because we got about 15 minutes left. And this subject just disturbed me.
It's very near and dear to Blake's heart.
No, it's not. It disturbed me. Do you know who Elizabeth Hurley is?
Oh, this story.
Have you heard this story?
Yes. I mean, not really. You were upset. You were so upset about it, you had to call me about it this morning.
This is just so awful.
It's weird.
It is. She's having her 80-year-old mom and her 15-year-old son take pictures of her in lingerie.
You know what? Why not?
To post, and in bathing suits, to post to her Instagram or whatever.
She's too poor. She's too poor to hire a photographer.
Elizabeth Hurley, she's broke.
I
don't know.
But here's the deal, okay? So what it is she is starting two new people's career in photography because that's all it takes is to have a camera.
All right, everyone's listening.
I can take a pic of my mom's vulva. I can take a pic of anybody.
All right, everyone who's listening, if you subscribe $100 to our
$100. If you give us $100, what are we gonna do? We're gonna take a picture of Brent.
We're gonna send this lady a damn selfie stick.
We get $100. We'll send the list early.
Elizabeth Hurley gets a selfie stick.
Save her boy and her grandma.
Save the children and the old lady. Social services.
I mean, she doesn't even have she doesn't have a tripod and like one of those things where she can like hold it in her hand and do like the press the button. Like, all right, this looks sexy. Let me hide the little remote behind my head. Okay, good.
God only knows what he's got her taking pictures of for her OnlyFans.
that's the premium content.
She has $35 to $50 million,
and she can't afford a real photographer.
And she can't afford a real photographer.
Well, of course, that makes her spend the money. COVID.
Oh, okay. It's COVID.
She's staying in her bubble. She
COVID
hasn't been vaccinated.
Ruined this kid's life.
As it did so many. I'm just looking at it. He's getting early start on in the adult film business. I mean, any cameraman.
If your mom had you taking pictures like that, what would you think?
More power to her.
You would take the pictures and have no problems with it. You'd be gay as Corey. Well, work.
You know, okay, here's the deal. That boy, it probably all started out because that boy was on Snapchat and he's like, oh yeah, I'm Elizabeth Hurley's son. And some guy was like, dude, I don't believe you. And he's like, oh, here.
Send me a picture of her butthole.
This is her doing the salute to the sun.
30 right here. We'll see my portfolio.
And what about her poor 80-year-old mother?
It started out. Okay.
She's a pensioner. She doesn't need work. She needs to help dying.
Well, what it is, Elizabeth Hurley will not buy a tripod. So the mother's just setting. Holding a camera.
Retirement.
She's got the little remote.
Retirement's not all it's cracked up to be. She needs something little pocket money.
Shine up your hooters, honey. They need outgrowing in this life.
Eddie, go up there and massage your mama's titty.
It's apparently it's a pretty old story, but it's nasty just to think about. I mean,
this is worse than Megan Fox and her boy.
This is how this is how the Bates Motel gets started or something. I mean, this is some bad shit. I mean, this is not good.
Yeah, it could be.
And the last topic I want to talk about in this particular episode. Is America's biggest puss cake.
Ted Cruz.
No.
Josh Hawley.
No.
You?
No. Bigger.
Corey.
John Cena.
Oh.
That was
What do you do?
Goes and apologizes to China.
Fuck China.
For what?
Because he called Taiwan a country. Well, guess what, China? Xi, if you're listening right now, Larry calls Taiwan a country.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, what are you going to do? You going to get in his head?
Wasn't it Once Upon a Time?
Probably.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, look, you got made in Taiwan stickers for your things, and you got made in China stickers. They're not the same. You don't get both of them on the
same. John Cena, because he called Taiwan a country, has apologized because he wants the Fast and Furious movie to do well in China.
That's the problem. Everybody's pandering. Everybody has to pander to China.
And from what I knew, that new Fast and Furious movie was a flop. Don't tell
which
me.
One. Which one wasn't? I mean,
I have a friend who loves the Fast and Furious movie franchise, and he said that movie sucked.
Oh, really? I thought he would have liked it.
Yeah, I figured that he would have been like, you know, he
said it three times. Sucked.
Smucker's dolphin pussy killed or something. Like, yeah. I totally figured that was the route he was going to go with that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you got a book over there with Vin Diesel talking about something over there.
It's a magazine that comes monthly. I can't pick who they put on the cover.
Why so, not? You don't pay them enough.
Obviously not. If they would have only had a Patreon.
If you send us some money at Patreon, we'll put Lucy Curly on. Yeah, we'll send you a magazine with one of us on the cover.
Yeah, we'll send you old Brian on the cover. But that's
off in jail again.
Get an AARP and sit with Larry on it.
The whole John Cena thing, though, just, I mean, this is like the toughest guy who, okay, probably like the, I would say within the top five toughest Americans I can think of.
Really?
Who else would you think more so?
I don't think
Like John Cena's pretty tough.
No. He bent the knee to China. I mean,
okay, yeah.
Well, okay, let's name the five, because The Rock's definitely it. Well, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Brock Lesnar
would be like my up there number one, probably toughest person ever.
Don Jr. I'm just kidding. Don't throw me out.
Get out.
Exile. Persecuted.
Here's your pay, your potato. Now you're left with a true Irishman's dilemma. Ooh. Do you eat it now for your supper or let it ferment and drink it?
Not a dilemma. You don't know the Irish. You can do both. You can cut it in half.
No, I'm serious. Like Brock Lesnar, and Brock Lesnar has said before he's afraid of Cena because he's seen Cena go off. And apparently Cena's supposed to be pretty tough. So I would say that. That would put him up there. Because like Brock Lesnar's like freaking MMA badass.
And is he? Oh, wait, no, I was thinking of you.
Yeah, you're thinking of Ian, not Ian McGregor. What's his name? Connor McGregor.
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar did break Forrest Griffin's eye socket with a punch. I don't know who he is. UFC fighter.
But, I mean, you know, the whole thing is like, you know.
That's what he gets known to be known for.
Yeah, Connor McGregor. Connor McGregor, though, have you heard him now? He's out making excuses for why he lost his fight.
Of course he is.
Oh, I was already injured before I went into the fight, you know.
I think that woman that was married to Tiger Woods that was really good with that golf club.
Oh, you think she got a hold of him?
No, I mean she's tougher.
Tonya Harding. Wait, tougher.
I bet Serena Williams would kick his butt.
That's an old joke.
Tonya Harding's tougher, yeah. That one's dated, Corey.
That's
way
saying,
back
that's
in 1990.
I bet Serena Williams could kick some ass.
I bet
just saying.
Michelle Obama.
Yeah, Michelle Obama with them guns.
She can whoop man's ass.
It's ass buried. I mean, she done whipped his.
Lotus my ass.
Call me that again.
Sting like a bee.
Oh, you said his name. He's back. Oh, God. No. Oh, no. Tiger. Oh. Oh, there goes another golf season.
Well, he better be excited he didn't make it in here.
Do what?
He better be happy he didn't make it in here.
How many trees do we have left?
Poor Tiger.
Not the flower bed.
He's upside down. Make He's on kill fire.
Golf clubs are his weakness. Just fling them at him. He limped away from that one.
Not really. I mean, he had a bad day that day.
Yes, he did. You know what? All around a bad day.
We need to book a fight. I'd like to see it. MMA fight. Tiger Woods, Joe Exotic.
I've got no clue who would win that one. Well, Joe Exotic would, because Tiger would die on the right.
I thought.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Law enforcement showed up to help with Tiger. We're going to have to.
We'll be shooting here in a moment, folks.
We're going to have to.
Crossfire.
Yeah. We're going to have to check that out. He got weed. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much all we've got to talk about in this particular episode.
Hope you liked it.
If you did, please
tell us about
it. Go to the Patreon and join that.
What's our Twitter?
Follow us on Twitter at Fat Bald and White. On Facebook, also at Fat Bald and White.
How can they give us money, Blake?
Through Patreon.
I'm still waiting for my dollar.
Yeah, you're going to keep waiting.
And we're working on a supercast.
Of what?
That's what it's called, supercast, cakes? Which will be an online thing. And that eventually.
Do I get powers?
No.
Damn it! You do have power. You got the power to shut the hell up.
What? He doesn't have the ability.
He has the power, but you don't have the ability.
That's right. Now it's time to say goodbye to the fat man and all his folks. If you stuck around this long, it's clear you can take a joke. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hostility. Jokes, that is. Offensive ones. They're kind of mean.